AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Chance greeted the Pope as he arrived at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington a couple of hours ago. The President, Vice President, and their wives greeted the Pontiff as he stepped onto a red carpet at the foot of the stairs from his plane. Another red carpet welcome on tap tomorrow at the White House and a private meeting in the Oval Office between the President and the Pope. The Pontiff arrived about an hour ago at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in Northwest Washington, where he'll be staying for the next few days. Brian Williams returned to the airwaves of MSNBC today to anchor coverage of the visit of Pope Francis, his first day back at work following his suspension from NBC News and demotion for misleading viewers about his role in news stories. Another world leader arrived today on the opposite end of the country. Polite applause for China's president as he arrived in Seattle to begin a trade visit that will take him to Washington later this week. Deeply divided European Union ministers agreed today to relocate more than 120,000 asylum seekers to ease the strain on Greece and Italy on the front line of the migrant flood. However, the Dutch foreign minister said the only way to halt the flow of humanity is to end the war in Syria.
There is no interest for any power in this region to continue the further devastation of Syria, and therefore a political solution to the Syrian problem is obviously the first and foremost priority.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street as oil, copper, and other commodities sank. The Dow fell 179 points, the NASDAQ off 72, the Standard & Poor's down 24. This is AP Radio News. A North Carolina sheriff's deputy says he heard wailing in the darkness Sunday night and plunged into an apartment complex's pond to rescue two young girls who David Earp says had been thrown there to drown by their father.
I saw one kid above water crying, and then I saw another one who was completely submerged in water. So I dropped some of my equipment and I immediately just ran in to the water and grabbed both of them.
The father has been charged with attempted murder. A young mother is being hailed as a hero after she rescued a man in his motorized wheelchair from an oncoming train in central Illinois. Last week, 75-year-old Earl Mormon's chair became stuck on the railroad tracks near Ashley Aldridge's home in Auburn. The 19-year-old woman heard him screaming and ran out the door as she heard the train blast its horn. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.